Well, 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 fancy seeing you here, you sumptuous little unicorn. Beep boop, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Jordan Syatt, and today I'm in Chicago at O'Hare International Airport, the single, by the way, the single worst airport in the entire world. I hate it here. But today I want to talk about food anxiety, and specifically just a little caffeinated rant, 3 minutes or less, on how to overcome food anxiety, how to stop getting worried or nervous or anxious if you're going to social events, if you're going to parties, if you're going out to dinner, how to stop getting nervous or worried or anxious around food. And if you're going to overcome anything in life, not just food anxiety, but anything, you first need to understand why it's happening. Why are you getting nervous? Why are you getting anxious? And if you really pay attention, you're gonna notice a common theme that anytime you start to get worried or nervous or anxious around food, it's stemming from ambiguity. Maybe you don't know how many calories are in the food. Maybe you don't know what food they're going to have at the event. Maybe you don't know if you're going to overeat for the day and you don't want to ruin all your progress. Whatever the uncertainty is, there's some form of uncertainty, and that is causing anxiety. So the best way, and there are many strategies, but one of the best strategies is to simply come up with a plan. And I call these plans bright lines, which is a nice word for rule. Come up with a rule, come up with a bright line that you have to follow. It's not a rule that you can then say, you know what, maybe I'll do it next time, or fuck it, whatever. Come up with a rule that you're going to stick to and make that final. Because when you have a bright line and a rule in place, all of a sudden you have more stability. There's less ambiguity and the anxiety goes away. So for example, there's a million different rules you could have, but maybe you say, you know what, I'm gonna go there and I'm going to have one plate of food and that's it. I can eat whatever I want, I can put whatever I want on that plate, but I'm only gonna have one plate. And if you think about it, a lot of people, they'll go and they have anxiety and then they binge and they end up eating thousands of calories, and if they just had what they wanted to have and limited it to one plate, they would have eaten way less and it would have been totally fine. You could say, you know what, my rule or my bright line is gonna be, before I go, I'm gonna have a big salad. And then once I get there, I'm gonna allow myself to have one plate of food and half the plate is gonna be vegetables. Or for example, I'm in the airport right now. My bright line for when I'm in the airport, unless I'm here for 8 hours, I just don't eat in the airport. I don't even give myself the option of eating because it's really tough in the airport. There's a lot of different food, not to mention it's insanely expensive, but my bright line is I just don't eat. And then once I get to my hotel or wherever I'm going, then I'll have a salad or something. But come up with a bright line. Come up with a rule and follow it. And that will be a really good step in getting rid of food anxiety. I hope this helps. If you have any questions or comments, let me know. Have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.